Hey everybody, Mike Lawson with CU Broadcast. On the show today, we have CU Prodigy's Cerex Bueno talking about cracking the cloud for credit unions, so check it out. And you guys wrote a white paper recently entitled, I'm looking at my notes here, Cracking the Cloud, and it's all about cracking the cloud with credit, getting credit unions involved with getting involved with the cloud, and we've all heard about the cloud, and one of the lines in your paper that I really struck me as being totally true is when asking 10 people to describe the cloud, you'll get 10 different answers. So what's your definition of the cloud, just to get started?
Well, our definition at CU Prodigy, we view the cloud as basically a business enabler, a tool more or less, that allows credit unions to kind of take their operations to the next level, mm-hmm. but at the same time also leveraging some of the financial, you know, operational expenditure benefits as well as some of the other compliance things that we can actually solve by moving workloads into the cloud. So that's, you know, again, that's really how we feel cloud will benefit credit unions.
Yeah, I mean, what does it mean for a credit union though because it's still kind of like, it's kind of like what online banking was about 10, 15 years ago or something. People were kind of like, whoa, what is this? You know, and then all of a sudden, eventually we get used to it, like mobile and all that type of stuff. What does it mean to them in this day and age to like venture out into the cloud, so to speak?
Well, actually, I mean, what it could really mean for credit unions and what it should mean is it's more or less they can more like breathe a sigh of relief because essentially by leveraging the cloud, especially what CU Prodigy is offering, we actually remove a lot of the burden of maintaining your IT infrastructure and keeping it running, you know, day to day, as well as we also take care of a lot of the other overlying issues mm-hmm. that a lot of credit unions have issues overcoming, such as disaster recovery. Yeah. You know, it's just obviously a regulatory requirement that a lot of credit unions, you know, they think they either have something in place, but it's not quite the full picture, mm-hmm. or a lot of credit unions in some cases don't have anything at all. And so by leveraging CU Prodigy as a cloud provider, we already come to the table with a lot of those regulatory items already kind of checkmarked in the box.
Nice.
Our approach essentially is we're looking to bring something to the industry that we know and we love, where it's not a subset of products. Instead, we like to come to the community, if you would, as with a one solution that really encompasses all those requirements.
Okay, gotcha. And does it trickle down to the member, do you think, or is it just kind of something seamless that the member never sees? Or, I mean, how would a member benefit here if a credit union were to be venture out in the cloud and use that and utilize that to their advantage?
Well, the credit unions we've talked to so far, we've always made the comment that, you know, you're not in the technology business, we are. And that actually has rung very true to everyone that we've spoken with so far. And there's so much time lost in terms of maintaining and keeping the environment running that you really, like credit unions lose sight or lose the ability to be truly innovative with how they can serve their members better.
Yeah.
And so by us saying, hey, look, you know, work with us, we'd love to work with you, and essentially allow you to free up time that you can then redivert towards mm-hmm. efforts to innovate, which that way you can provide better services to your members. You can also onboard new technology quicker. We basically remove a lot of the roadblocks and slowdowns that some credit unions would otherwise face.
Does this level this is kind of off the top of my head, does this kind of level the playing field with like larger financial institutions as opposed to smaller financial institutions? Because I'm thinking, gosh, you know, it doesn't matter the size of the bank or the credit union that could use something like this. Am I correct?
Well, correct. I mean, it's really, like I said, at the end of the day, it's a tool. And the tools that we bring to the table, we feel that a lot of credit unions, if not all of them, could use some of those tools to better enable what they currently do today. Mm-hmm. So again, we're not out to replace IT departments as a whole or anything else. We're just essentially saying, hey, guess what? We've got these great technology products that are all work very well together. They're all built on best of breed technologies. Mm-hmm. And we feel that, you know, we've made such a large investment in the infrastructure that most credit unions cannot. But we're able to extend that infrastructure to those credit unions and basically convert that all to an OPEX expense. And they don't have to ever worry about, hey, in 36 months when that server is old and it's rattling, I need to replace it. Or, hey, I'm all out of storage. What do I do now? I know I got to buy more storage.
Right.
With our approach to how we handle technology for credit unions, essentially, is that you peel off what you need as much as you need, and it's a predictable cost model that your CFO never wakes up one day and walks into work and you hand them a quote for $200,000 for some storage products or some more servers.
Mm-hmm.
That simply just never happens in our situation.
Oh, so. Nice. I could totally see how it would, because we're always looking to how can we help out the smaller credit union, because we know the larger ones have the resources and the infrastructure like you were talking about. The smaller ones are still kind of struggling sometimes, especially in the IT area where sometimes cost is an issue. But it sounds like just how you explained it, wow, they could really take advantage of this.
Absolutely. Yes.
Very cool. Are there any security concerns with the cloud? Because, like we talked about at the top of the show way back when online banking, the home banking and then mobile, everyone was kind of freaking out about the security issues. What about the cloud? Are there security issues with the cloud?
Yeah, so it kind of goes back to what I mentioned earlier as far as coming to the table with a full solution. And we believe very heavily in security, obviously, because we know this industry inside and out. And so one of the things that we actually invest quite a money in is into security. So we leverage a lot of next generation firewall technologies, which will actually, in most cases, provide better protection than what credit unions have on premise today. And we're able to do that because we're able to basically define the infrastructure and how we want it to be. But more importantly, we have the expertise to identify where the weak spots are and to basically invest in technologies, invest in security technologies that allow us to kind of overcome those potential weak points of the cloud. So, whether that be leveraging, again, next generation firewalls, mm-hmm. we do data at rest encryption. We do a bunch of other really great stuff that kind of puts layers of controls around processes and procedures, which again helps to mitigate and reduce the risk to credit unions.
Yeah.
So, and again, with the credit unions we've spoken with so far, we've been able to show that value more than once where, they understand it. They're like, I don't have that kind of capability of security today. And when they go and they shop around for it, again, it's that sticker shock where the security that we're offering as part of the solution, mm-hmm. not really as an add-on, most credit unions will spend upwards of $100,000 to accomplish the same thing.
Right.
And that just gets them in the door. That doesn't include the cost of maintaining and administering it and everything else that's associated on that side.
Got it. Do you see this being the new norm in probably in about 5 or 10 years as a lot of folks venturing to the cloud? And the second part of that question is, what percentage of credit unions are using this right now? Do you know? I don't know if you know that off the top of your head, but there should be at least a few out there.
As percentage of what credit unions are out there, I can tell you that in the industry as a whole, including banks and credit unions, 61% of all the surveyed financial institutions out there are seeking some type of cloud strategy.
Oh,
so okay. Obviously, I definitely would say by those numbers, it's definitely going to become the new norm.
Yeah.
But if you look at the industry, the technology industry as a whole, and you look at all the data centers across the United States that are actually closing their doors because of these disruptive cloud technologies, I think that, again, that speaks to the industry overall, just more than just the financial industry, but every industry, where, I definitely think that cloud will become the norm of how you do business in the technology field.
Yeah, anybody who uses kind of Apple products and stuff, they're in the I'm in the cloud with iCloud. I absolutely love it. It has saved me many, many times. All right, let's talk about migration. How easy or how challenging or is it to migrate data to the cloud? Say you're a credit union looking to do this. What's involved here?
So that's really the crux of the issue for a lot of cloud providers that are out there is they'll provide you the infrastructure and you peel off what you need, same type of approach, but that they never tell you how to get in and they more importantly never tell you how to get out, right? Because once you're in the cloud, you're kind of in the cloud.
Yep.
But we take a different approach. So we actually have technologies that we leverage where we can actually live migrate your servers mm-hmm. directly into our cloud. So in other words, there really isn't any impact. There's really no downtime. And essentially, the only downtime that you really do take is essentially when you power off that server and then you convert it and it's running in the cloud. And, mm-hmm. and that's a matter of minutes. But the cool thing about our cloud technology, too, is that we have the ability where you can say, hey, I want to go to the cloud. I'm just not sure about how my workloads will perform in the cloud. We can actually use our technology to basically create that live migration that happens over the wire. And then you can actually test it before you actually cut over. So in other words, you can test those workloads, you can test those applications, mm-hmm. see how they're going to perform in the new environment. And if you're dissatisfied or just say, hey, that's not going to be a good fit, you're not on anything. There's no risk to actually doing that.
No harm, no foul. All right.
Exactly. No harm, no foul. And so the same is also true going the other way. So say, for example, your business needs change, your requirements change. Getting your data out of the cloud is as easy as it was getting into the cloud. So it's, again, a live migration process out of the cloud where we really try to keep that to a minimum in terms of what the impact that's felt both to the business as well as to the members.
Got it. All right, wrap up question here for you, Zarix. What advice do you have for a credit union out there looking to venture? Now, you said 61% of folks surveyed are looking to go in this. What advice do you have for a credit union kind of looking at venturing down this or up to the cloud in 2016?
Yeah, so obviously, I would say definitely shop around in terms of finding not so much the price point, but finding more of the nitty gritty details. Again, migration strategies both in and out of the cloud. You have to know how you're going to get there. You have to know if you have to leave, how do you get out? Because that's probably one of the bigger ones. Obviously, security is going to be another big one too, where you have to understand, what are the security, what are the controls, how are they accomplishing the security, what products, what services, and then obviously things like backup, disaster recovery. There are a lot of cloud providers out there that give you the ability to put workloads in, but don't have DR covered. So that's something that where if you can find a all-in-one solution, as I mentioned before, where it comes to the table with all those items, those are the key providers that you should be looking at.
Yeah, definitely. Great advice, sir. All right, I lied. I have one more wrap-up question for you.
Okay.
We mentioned the white paper at the top of the show. Where can folks check it out? Where can they get it?
Yes, they can go to cuprodigy.com and you can click on the link that's on the front page to get that white paper.
Right on. And we'll put the link in the show notes too for folks to get right to it and check it out. All right, Zarix. Well, thank you so much. I love talking about this type of stuff, especially at the beginning of a new year when people are looking at new stuff to do and kind of take their operations to the next level. This is right up their alley. So well done, sir.
Awesome. Thank you.